Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
And welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and thank you so much for tuning in today. We have another very special edition of Beauty Pop. But before we jump into that fabulous surprise, I'm going to jump into Melina Says. We'll pick back up with the color of the week next week. This week's color of the week is just be happy and be love and be all that you can and want to be. That is the color of sunshine. So now, Melina Says this week, something that has helped me tremendously, and I know a lot of people are having trouble with it. So we're going to talk about Melina Says health. Health and nutrition, and specifically weight loss. So, friends, let me share with you something that has completely transformed my entire existence. It has made me such a different person, a healthier person, a happier person, a more sound person, a stronger person. This thing that has happened, I'm about to share with you. It's a little known secret, but actually it's not that little known in other parts of the world, but we're just kind of getting it together on this end of the world, and it has been life-changing for me. It is called Sunrider. Now, Sunrider is a leader in health and beauty, and it improves the lifestyle and well-being of people around the world. And I can testify that it does exactly that. I personally have lost approximately 30 pounds since January on not only this program, but also exercising a little bit more. And there were some other things to it, but primarily it was Sunrider, because we all know that weight loss is a process. It is actually only 25% going to the gym. It's 75% of what you eat. So, as I said, in addition to this program, I did juicing, and I would just, you know, get some fruits and vegetables and just jam them into my juicer, and that would be my meals for sometimes, not all the time, and then I'd go to the gym. But primarily, my biggest, that I'm just the biggest fan of is Sunrider. And Sunrider is, and I'm going to let someone very special tell you more about Sunrider. All I can tell you is that it was founded by Dr. Tay Fu Chin in 1982, and it's founded to help people around the world enjoy better health and a better lifestyle. And he started it with just one product, which was Sun Breeze Essential Oil, which he actually made in the basement of his father's home. Since then, Sunrider has become a global leader in the health and beauty industry, manufacturing and distributing over 400 herbal foods and beverages, nutritional supplements, and skincare and cosmetic products to 50 countries and territories. Now, what makes Sunrider so special is that it feeds the body on a cellular level. So I liken it to how Popeye would eat spinach and go in and knock out the bad guys. Well, Sunrider goes into your system because it is food, and it knocks out the bad cells. And so as your cells regenerate, which they do every 30 days, as cells regenerate, they regenerate wholly, completely, and healthily. I have been on the, I drink Cali tea. I drink Fortune Delight. This little green jar of Evergreen is absolutely amazing. It's 40 pounds of green vegetables in like a 2-ounce vial, and you just drink it, and it gives you energy for the entire day. And it's the equivalent of 40 pounds of green vegetables. So it's cleansing your body. And that's what Sunrider does. It nourishes, balances, and cleanses. I'm just telling you, gang, I've lost 30 pounds. And, it's changed me, completely changed me. I don't even have a craving for the things that I used to want, like buckets and buckets of fried chicken. I'm good with a couple of pieces. I don't eat beef anymore. It's not because I just don't want to. My taste buds have changed. My life has changed. I am a healthier and much happier person due to the Sunrider program. So I'm going to let someone else give you some more detail about all the benefits of it. But that's it from this week, Melina Says. Sunrider. That's the way to go. Now, today we have a very, very special guest. And he was supposed to be a guest a couple of weeks ago, but unfortunately he was held up at an audition and wasn't able to make the show. But fortunately, he booked that fabulous job, and he will be in a new series coming up very soon, and we'll get the information on that. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about this fabulous individual. Now, he's often referred to as one of the busiest actors in Hollywood. He has many prestigious nominations that include an Emmy-nominated performance in Miss Evers Boys, an NAACP Image Award nomination for Introducing Dorothy Dandridge, and he has been Tony-nominated for his theater work as Cece White in the original Broadway cast of Dreamgirls. Now, he also, other noted theatrical stage performances have been in How Princes Grind, as the originator of the role of Jelly Roll Morton in Jelly's Last Jam. He played Billy Flynn in Chicago, and he played Sammy Davis Jr. in the show Once in a Lifetime, and also he did a production of Sammy. Now, this fabulous gentleman was also bestowed the coveted Trailblazer Award as well as Best Actor for the 2011 NAACP Theater Awards. Now, he's also been all over television in addition to the stage and in addition to the screen. He's been all over television as he played the wealthy father in the now syndicated television series Half and Half. He's also been in NCIS. He's also been in Cold Case, Are We There Yet?, Soul Food, Friends, and Love That Girl. And when he's not doing all of that, he is also now directing, and he just finished directing a fabulous play that was called In the Blink of an Eye, that was shown here in, that ran for a lovely little run here in Los Angeles, and he is also going to be directing a few additional things that I'll let him tell you about. Let me tell you some of the other films that he's involved in. He was in The Notebook. That's where you've seen him. You've seen him in John Q. You've seen him in That Thing You Do. You've seen him in The Celestine Prophecy, Material Girls, After the Sunset, The Manchurian Candidate, and he played the co-starring role as an attorney in the groundbreaking film Philadelphia. Now, he was also in I Do, I Did. These are independent films. Now, why am I doing this? The Fallen Faithful, Trapped, and The Last Fall. And his portrayals of his characters are so seamless that he's often mistaken for the real-life person that he's portrayed. And really huge examples of these are in The Temptations, as people constantly mistake him for Berry Gordy, or as Harold Nicholas, as one part of the Nicholas Brothers duo. That's the role that he played in Introducing Dorothy Dandridge. And he's always been diversified with his role, whether he's playing a razor-sharp prosecuting attorney or the outlandish dean of Harvard University in the comedy How High. His fan base is always satisfied. Now, this gentleman has over 45 years in the entertainment industry, in front of the camera and behind the scenes. He has co-produced and directed three made-for-TV specials, such as Oscar's Black Odyssey, Dorothy Dandridge and American Beauty, and TV in Black, The First 50 Years. He is also the host and executive producer of his digital radio show, Masterpiece Theater, and Go Beyond the Lens. He has several upcoming projects. And while I take a breath, I'm going to introduce the fabulous, the amazing, the very talented, extremely gifted, wonderfully brilliant, Mr. Oba Babatunde. Oba, welcome.
Thank you very much, Melina. Thank you so much. It's a joy to be on your show. I appreciate the beautiful, beautiful introduction. And you just summed up in 45 seconds, 45 years, and it's quite miraculous that you were able to do that.
Well, it's quite miraculous that you've been able to do all that you've done in just 45 years. I mean, what you've been able to accomplish is sometimes takes actors 10, 15, 20 of them put together in 80 years to accomplish what you've been able to accomplish and to be able to co-star and star with the people with whom you've been able to bless to be able to work with. So tell me, just first right off, let's go into, before you get into your illustrious career, I want to talk a little bit about what you, no, I'm going to do something different. Let's go right on into your career. What inspired you to become an actor? Why did that just jump out at you?
I will tell you, I think often when that question is posed to most entertainers of a sort, it seems as though it chose me as opposed to me choosing it. Like most individuals, coming up, you're performing, you find yourself performing for friends and family members in the living room or in school plays. I started out in the business, actually. My first professional job was as a musician. I was 14 years old, and I played in a band that toured throughout the country. I'm originally from New York, and I played in a band. And there was an organization called James Brown Enterprises, who James Brown, the late, great James Brown, created a foundation by which he would provide instruments and lessons to different youth in inner cities. And because I had started to learn to play the trumpet in junior high school, this was a perfect opportunity for me then to take advantage of that. So between the church experience of playing in the band at church and then branching out into the this group sponsored by the James Brown Enterprises Foundation, I got a chance to travel around. Just to give a little backstory of a quick anecdote is how I came about moving into theater was in my last year of high school, I began to write poetry. And then in my first year of college, I would take and I would elaborate those poems who were about life experiences into one-act plays, which I then would cast and star in and direct and grab people to be involved in those. That introduced me to the theatrical community. I also studied dance with a number of the great dance teachers in New York at the time. And I continued to evolve through the theater, and that's where I cut my teeth. As they say in the business, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. used to say, one of the places you never lie is on the boards, and we identify the boards as the theater, and that's a stage, wherever it be, whether it be in a musical concert hall or any place. When you're performing, you never lie. You give yourself the full measure of your devotion to your craft. Studying the craft of acting is something that I also took very seriously. Being able to identify that the characters that I would present on screen, big or small, were images that would go out around the world to represent who I might or you might be, or anyone who appeared in the physical sense of us, who they might be should they have an opportunity to ever meet them. By that I mean that in the earlier days, blacks were represented in film and television, as many other minority races, in very stereotypical roles. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether, Melina, whether it was confidence or arrogance, and I guess it would be relative to the person that you asked, but I decided I wanted to play the quote-unquote alternative role to the stereotypical characters because I knew that the community that I grew up in had other people that didn't and weren't represented in the larger opportunities that were provided for blacks at that time. So I began to carve out my niche in playing alternative characters to what was actually being afforded. And I think that that's been a blessing because it did afford me to transition into many of the things that that you named today in terms of the career that I have had. And that's a little bit about how I got involved in the industry of entertainment.
Wow, that's quite a story. Let me ask you this. Did you find it difficult? You said that you carved out your niche, which you have done very successfully, but did you find that challenging at all, especially since everyone else was going in this one, following this one path and you decided to go in a different direction?
To try to best answer that question in short, difficult or easy is all relative. You know, if it were easy to be successful, probably more people would be successful because it would be easy. It's a challenge, and you must operate on the basis of an unshakable faith, and that faith comes from your own faith. Faith is a belief. I'm not referring to a specific doctrine or ideology, but the commitment to believing that you have the ability to succeed. You see, I sort of see life like it's a piggy bank. And if your listeners are listening, you can take this idea, this concept, this ideology, and have you have a piggy bank, you would put nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies, silver dollars, 50-cent pieces, whatever it is, into this bank. And when the bank reaches its capacity, the smallest denomination of that currency, being a penny, has the ability to break that bank open. And in doing so, what do you have? You have the residual of your investment. Well, I see my life and others' lives the same way. To the degree that you invest into your life, what you invest into your life, that life, like a piggy bank, ultimately will reach its capacity, and then it will break open. And when it does, you have the residual of your investment, and then you have a choice to squander that investment or do something that's going to be positive in terms of building it up and continuing to invest in what you're investing in. So hard, easy, you know, what's easy to somebody is hard to somebody else, and what's hard to somebody else is easy to someone else. It's all relative, and I just say it's a matter of giving the full measure of your devotion to that which is your passion, and then commit to that, and I believe that you will be successful.
Well, you have obviously done exactly that. You've committed to that, and you have been tremendously successful in your career. What is the most, if you can narrow it down to just one or two, what are the one or two most beautiful experiences that you've had in your career?
That question is almost an impossible question to answer. It's a great question, but let me share with you this. My everyday starts with the joy of waking up into the miracle. The miracle is life. Now, I had nothing to do with whether I woke up this morning. That tells me that there's a God. So when I woke up this morning, God gave me everything I needed to go and get what it is that I want. And so that's probably the greatest joy. And it doesn't just affect my career. My career is a part of my life. It is something that I've blessed to be able to do, something that I've enjoyed doing and continue to enjoy doing it, because I get an opportunity to make these wonderful different characters, people that exist, but also not just express those characters, but interact in a production that brings forth other characters. So we see different slices of life, the multitudes of interesting people, the fascination of life. But as I said, it starts with waking up. And that's the greatest joy. That every morning I open my eyes and I am in my right mind, relatively speaking, to whom you might ask. I go forward with a passion to live my life to the fullest and to complete something that my mother shared with me. My mother told me she stayed on the planet for 94 years. And before she transitioned, she said this to me, and I hold fast with this. She said, "Son, in life, there are two things you cannot do with a closed hand and a closed heart. You cannot give, nor can you receive. So if you want to give and you want to receive, open your hand and open your heart. I add to that, open your eyes and open your ears." That we were given two eyes two ears and one mouth. That to me speaks to pay attention, watch twice as much, listen twice as much. So when you go to speak, you know that a little bit more from which you speak.
That's so profound. That is so profound. Your mother sounds like a very, very wise woman. Exceptionally wise. Wow, and she imparted some great information to you, too, and thank you so much for sharing it. I mean, I know it's going to speak to a lot of people. Let me ask you, how is it you mentioned, and you did mention earlier, and a lot of people know that Sammy Davis Jr. was your mentor. How did that relationship happen?
Well, Mr. D, as I affectionately refer to him, was my entertainment mentor, because, you know, you can have many different mentors in different areas of your life. And in the areas of creativity, he was that. He was that before he even knew it, because it was he that I saw as a young boy. It was the image that I was able to see, lock onto on television, that favored me in the sense of his physicality, in terms of his hue and his nationality. And I saw him functioning, doing it at the best, with the best, in everything that he did. And so I patterned my career after that. 1978, my life changed, and I got an opportunity to co-star on a world tour with a wonderful woman named Liza Minnelli. And we were doing a world tour, and we were to open. The first stop on the tour was Lake Tahoe, Harris, Lake Tahoe. And because Mr. D was going to be doing his world tour at the same time, we would then be following or preceding one another into the different venues around the world. So this particular time at Lake Tahoe, in Lake Tahoe at Harrods, Liza knew that I had a great affinity for Mr. D, and so he had come backstage to visit her on our opening night. She came to my dressing room and she said, "Oh, well, Sammy's here and he wants to meet you." And I, for whatever the reason, I said, "Well, I'd rather him meet me. I'd rather meet him after he's seen me work." And she says, "Well, he's not going to stay to see the show. He's not feeling well tonight, and so he's going up to the room." So I came in, and there was this gentleman getting something out of the refrigerator, and I said, "How do you do, Mr. Davis?" And he turned around and he said, "Sam, call me Sam." And, well, I could never call him Sam. But, he says, "Listen, Liza tells me that you're marvelous, and she knows good talent. So I wish you well tonight, and we'll get a chance to see each other throughout the next year and a half that we'll be traveling around." And I said, "Okay, thank you very much. It's a joy and honor to meet you." Well, I went back to my dressing room, and I then went on and performed in the show. And midway through the show, I made my first exit. And Liza's dresser, named Helen, Liza said to tell you, "Oh, but that Sammy stayed." Well, I had already done was already in the middle of doing my show, and would have done it had he been there or anybody being there, because of my allegiance to my audience. And after the show was completed, I hear in the hallway, "Great show, hon, great show. Where's Ova's dressing room?" And she says, "Down the hall." And there was a knock on my door, and he says, I said, "Yes." He says, "It's Sam." And I opened the door, and there he stood. And he said to me, "You, my man, are a bitch on wheels. A bitch on wheels." And I invited him into my dressing room, at which point he paid me many, many compliments. And I then said to him, "Mr. D, I would like to thank you, sir, for coming in through the kitchen so that I can come in through the front door." He welled up with tears, hugged me, and said, "Thank you for that, man. Thank you for that." And I said, "No, I mean it." He says, "I know you do, but I could never hear it enough." We then traveled around the world, as I said, and I got to know him pretty well. And he sort of took me under his wing, if you will, and remained his friend until his passing. And believe it or not, Mr. Davis has been off this planet for 24 years. Wow. 24 years. Next year we'll make the 25th anniversary of his departure. But there's not a day goes by that he's not remembered by me and hopefully others, but I know me because he shared and imparted many things to me that have sustained me throughout my career in both good times and in challenging times.
We are so blessed to have such a wonderful and such a wise mentor in both your mother and in Mr. Davis. I mean, he's just a phenomenal, phenomenal human being. And you were so right to thank him for coming. That touches me, coming in through the kitchen so that I could come in through the front door. And that's what they had to do. And I want to take this opportunity publicly to say thank you for what you had to go through in these past and continue to go through so that I, even though my career is but 18 years old, I will keep going. And I want to thank you for taking a stand and saying you will not play those stereotypical roles that as African Americans we have intelligence, we have integrity, we have decency, we have dignity, and we will be portrayed as such in all forms of media. So thank you very much, Oba, for standing up for that so that my path can be just a little bit easier. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Melina, for the compliment. I want to addendumize, if I may, on your comment. There is, far be it from me to stand in judgment of anyone for anything, but I will say this. I believe wholeheartedly that there should be a fair representation of all aspects, that it becomes unbalanced when on either side that there is a misrepresentation of fact of life by the fact that there is only one position that is represented about any people, whether it be Black Americans, whether it be white Americans, whether it be Asians or any nationality. It's 2014, and we should identify that we're an evolved planet and that people of all nationalities are not relegated to being represented or misrepresented in one form, fashion, or another. That there are in every people the diversity throughout, because we're human beings. We are human beings. And to the degree that we are not afforded, no matter what your nationality is, to represent yourself in the humanity of who you are is a crime. And so that's what I stand for. I stand for equal representation of the humanity of human beings.
And thank you so much for that. Thank you. Thank you. We need more. We absolutely need more people to do that. And thank you for taking that stand and saying this is, and being that voice, saying this is what needs to be done. And then by following through with that example, I mean, I honestly can't thank you enough for what you have done and what you continue to do. And that's why it is my extreme humble honor, pleasure, and joy to consider you as one of my mentors, as my professional mentor. And I thank you for all the tutoring that you have given to me as it relates to my career and also what you have shared with me as far as my personal mental and physical well-being, because you are the one that introduced me to Sunrider. And as I've shared with you and I'm sharing publicly, this is Sunrider has been completely, completely life-changing for me. And at first when you mentioned it and you said it would do these things, I was like, okay, well, I still like my fried chicken and I like my pizza and I'm going to have it. And I'm going to have two pieces of Popeyes at the same time if I want to. So I did those things even, and I just admitted to this recently, but the day that I joined the gym back in December after I said I'm going to lose weight, I went and joined the gym, and literally, and my cousin Jennifer went with me, and literally leaving the gym, it was a Tuesday, I said, oh, today's Tuesday special at Popeyes, let's go. She said, Melina, we're just leaving the gym. I said, I don't care, I love chicken. And I proceeded to get 6 pieces of chicken, fried chicken, the day after joining the gym. She was horrified. I felt bad, but that's what I wanted to do, and I figured because I was going to the gym that it would be better. But knowing, even knowing that working out is only 25% of weight loss, it's 75% of what you eat. So even though I knew better, I still did what I wanted to do anyway. And then I really, really started to listen to what you were saying about Sunrider, and I investigated it, and I took it seriously. And once I did that, it has, because it doesn't preclude you, I can still have fried chicken if I want to. I can still have what pizza if I want to, but I don't want to. I just don't have the taste for it. I prefer salads. I love juicing. I'm a juice fanatic. I'm like a mad scientist in the kitchen with my juicing. And it's all started, and now I'm 30 pounds lighter, and I made my bathing suit debut yesterday, and I was quite proud of the results.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And I attribute that to Sunrider, so please let everyone know about this amazing product.
Well, it's phenomenal. And, you know, I'm going to share some things, but the greatest thing that I want to share about this is that what could be a greater gift to give to anybody than the gift of a healthy life? And that's when I've been doing it almost 15 years, and I can tell you that it doesn't matter what I say, it's your body will function the way your body functions. And we have in Sunrider, we identify as five systems. These five systems I will name, every organ that you have is assigned to one of these five systems: circulatory, respiratory, digestive, immune, and endocrine. Those five systems, every organ that you have is assigned to one of those five systems. And what the Sunrider foods, and this is Dr. Taifu Chen is an absolute genius, a miracle man, a brilliant gentleman, the only living person that I know that is on three postage stamps, so revered. This man, these recipes are 2,000 to 5,000 years old, and the foods feed your body on a cellular level, and thusly it works right away. I liken it to if you have a carriage that needs five horses, identifying it with the five systems, your body being the carriage. You need this five horses to pull the weight of this carriage. And the horses are going along, and one horse comes up lame. Now you've got the work of four horses doing the work of five. Pretty soon, eventually, another horse will come up lame. Three horses trying to do the work of five. Pretty soon, that carriage is going to stop. Your body functions the same way. And so we feed the five systems, and we feed the five systems that which the systems need. We have to identify that when you eat something, be it chicken or beef or turkey or whatever it is that you ingest, your body doesn't use the matter. It extracts the nutrient content, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, from that matter and distributes it to the necessary areas of the body that the body might be nourished to be able to function in the way that it's functioning. What that organ's job is to do, it can do it if it is fully healthy. And it's really, in the nutshell, that kind of idea. Now, of course, you know, when we start dealing with it, it goes into much deeper issues. But the foods are ingested predominantly in two ways, tea and smoothie. And it's delicious because I know, like I'm sure your listeners know, that if it doesn't taste good, the shelf will probably get healthy before you will because it will sit right there on the shelf. But these foods are delicious. You ingest these teas that everything goes into. You mentioned evergreen, the nutritional equivalent of 40 pounds of leafy green vegetables, the chlorophyll. You mentioned, you know, the Fortune Delight, the Cali tea that you talked about, which is not just tea. It is live food. And what it does is it extracts the metals from your body, arrests the free radicals in your body. It really, in the time in which we're living, these things are a necessity. Now, you mentioned the idea, well, I like my blah, 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 whatever it is, fried chicken, Krispy Kreme donut, whatever it is. Well, your body ultimately is not craving a food source. It doesn't know from a food source, but it does know from a nutrition. And so when you're lacking a particular nutrient, you will get a craving. Now, I don't think any of your listeners intentionally have said after staying awake for 10 to 12 hours, at the end of that day said, man, I haven't hit myself in the head with a hammer all day. They haven't said that because there's no desire to hit themselves in the head with a hammer. So when there is no desire, then you don't do it. So what happens is if you give your body the nutrient that's necessary, then the craving is satisfied because it was craving for a nutrient, not a food source to begin with. If you give your body that which is good, then your body desires more of that which is good for it. And thusly, you will see the results. Nourish, balance, and cleanse is what Sunrider does. Nourish, balance, and cleanse. If your body is nourished, it is functioning properly. If it is clean, it is functioning properly. And if it's balanced, it's functioning properly. That's the bottom line. So not only does it work as it did in your particular case with your particular challenge, your specific challenge you identified was a weight loss issue. So you fed your body what it was that was necessary for your body to be. What part of the system, of your system, was lacking in its functionability to be able to get your body to do what is necessary, to, as opposed to holding on to the food, but to be able to distribute the nutrient and have it move on. Your body only knows what to do with what you intake is that which is in its whole food complex. That which is in its whole food complex. For example, an orange. If you get an orange, you know you're going to get citrus or grapefruit. You know it's in its own whole food complex. Now, you can go to a drawer and open it and say, oh, my goodness, I had these vitamins have been sitting here for 2 years. I forgot they were in here. And you take and you pop one, and you think you're getting that vitamin content. Well, I would suggest respectfully, do you think you could take an orange, put it in a drawer, leave it for 2 years, come back and eat it, and think you're getting some nutrition out of it? I don't think so. So I would think you would have to begin to identify, is that really a vitamin? Or what affords that vitamin to be able to sustain itself? It would have to be a preservative. A preservative is not a vitamin. So without going into too much in that, Melina, I thank you for this opportunity to share this with the general populace. But it is, in fact, a brilliant way. They do everything. You mentioned earlier in the show about the beauty, health and beauty age. They have an entire line, it's called Candescent, that deals with only beauty aid products. The women, without giving too much information about the ladies that were on my show, were dealing with a specific challenge as they were dealing in their maturation, we'll say. But we have a product that is called Bella. And for the ladies who have exceeded the age of 40, when the body, the female body, stops producing the same amount of estrogen, and that is important for it to do because the body is made in perfection. It is important for it to do it because at that time, it's supposedly that it exceeded childbearing ages and you don't need the estrogen, and it can be more harmful than good, but then there's some side effects that might come along with that. Well, Dr. Taifu Chen has come up with a product that affords the natural process of menopause without the side effects. And it is amazing. And I shared it with my company members, and they love me for it because there would be the time when they would say, hold it, cut, personal summer. and they would go to fanning. Well, giving them Bella a rest of that situation. And the other thing is that this company, they operate from a standard of excellence. We know all of these things are made from a food source, and we know where the food source comes from because they control every bit of food that is grown and how it's grown in the best soils and then taken and made into the best teas and vitamin sources and the makeup line, you name it. Because beauty and health is not just what we put in our bodies, but what we do, what we put on our bodies. So they make deodorant, they make toothpaste, they make everything. So ultimately, it's really replacement buying. These are products that you're going to use. You got to eat. So why not eat something that's great for you? And to just add this, is Dr. Typhoon Chen and his family have come up with the brilliant idea of being able to give reciprocity. In other words, you may be utilizing a product that you purchase over the counter. And no matter how many years you've been using it, because if your family used it, you're probably using the same product because we're habitual buyers. And I don't think that any of those companies, because you've been using it so many years, have come to you and said, because you've been such a faithful customer, we're going to give you a reduction on what you purchase. Instead, through the cost of living, that product continues to go up. But not with Dr. Typhoon Chen and not with Sunrider, because what they do is they give you the ability to obtain and gain sales volume. Sales volume, which means that on any product that you purchase, you earn sales volume. You earn some of the money back in storage based on what you purchased. So eventually, your sales volume adds up enough that now you can use the money that you've been spending and investing in yourself to then go and get your product so it's almost for free. And the greatest thing is that you're going to tell somebody. And when you tell somebody, the company pays you for their purchases. And then that person tells somebody, it pays that person that told them, and it just never stops. So health, wealth, and well-being is what the company, it's really, really a phenomenal organization, a phenomenal company, and I recommend it highly. And then, again, proof positive that it works because you had a challenge and now you have arrested that challenge. You are not only the physical appearance of being smaller, but you're healthier, and that's why you're smaller.
Yeah, and I feel rested, I feel energized, and I just have a joie de vie that I've never experienced before, and I didn't know it was possible. So, I mean, it's Sunrider all day. And thank you for introducing it to me. And for anyone who would like information on Sunrider, you just go to Sunrider, just like it sounds, SUNRIDER.com, correct?
Yes, SunriderInternational.com. SunriderInternational.com. It is all over the world. It's in over 38 countries around the world. Been in this country for almost, as I know, about 30 years. And you'll never hear one word of advertising about it because they're not trying to sell anybody anything. They're not trying to get you to buy it. When you ingest it and you see the results as you have done, Melina, you're going to tell somebody because they're going to ask you, my goodness, what have you done? And you're going to share it with them. And when they see the health and well-being, I've had several people who I've introduced this to and many, 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 everyone has a success story, a testimony, you know. And I know I can tell you just from my mom. When my mom was 87, I introduced her to the foods. And as I said, my mom lived a healthy life to 94 years of age. She was 30 days before her transition, was out doing her own banking. You know, we know that all of us transition at some point. But the fact of the matter is that someone told someone and they believed it, that you get old, you get sick, and then you die. The fact of the matter and the truth of the matter is that you don't have to get sick because you get older. And you don't have to die because you get older. You can live a quality life right through the entire of your existence. Why take and save your money, work so hard to save your money or invest your money at the end of life, spend it all back on trying to get well? Why not live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life? And you can do that through Sunrider.
Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can. Well, as we close out, I can't believe our time is evaporating. And just time just disappears. But as we close, can you tell everyone, and thank you so much for sharing that more detail about Sunrider, Can you tell everyone what is coming up next from you? What are the new projects that you're working on, this new series that you have, and where can people see you on the stage, on the small screen, and on the large screen?
Well, I'm pretty visible in all of the areas that you've mentioned. I'm excited because I'm presently working on, I'm writing and will be directing the Gerald Avert musical. So I'm very excited about that, yes. We're going to be starting casting within the next month, and I'm very, very excited about that project. I'm always lending my gifts and talents to other organizations. I'm about to produce and direct a gala, huge gala, for an organization called Educating Young Minds, that has given back to and boast of having a 98% success graduation rate for our youth, not just out of high school, but going on to get higher education and coming back with degrees and then coming back and reinvesting into the program, Educating Young Minds. Excited about that organization and my participation with them. As you mentioned, the new series, Navy, I'm going to be reoccurring Detective Gaines on that show. We are looking also diligently on trying to still move the Broadway-bound show, Sammy, with me playing Sammy Davis Jr., and I'm very excited about that as well. The projects are numerous. I'm working on several in the areas of directorial and as well as writing. There's a play that you mentioned that we had just put up, and we're going to talk about putting up here in Los Angeles again in July, called In the Blink of an Eye, and Cassandra Sanders and I are writing partners on that, and I'm directing it. So lots of wonderful things going on, very excited, and I'm excited not only that I'm getting to continue to perform, but I'm now being put in the position of where I can also provide work for other great entertainers. I spoke to Mr. Eric Zui, and he and I are talking about the fact that I have a television series called Go Beyond the Lens with Oba Babatunde, and we're going to be in talks with how we might be able to work together and maybe getting that show on the air. So it's a wonderful, wonderful time, and I'm thrilled that, as I said earlier, that I woke up this morning.
Oh, well, we're all thrilled that you woke up this morning, and thank you so much for taking time out of your excruciatingly busy day and your busy life. Thank you so much for taking time to share words of wisdom and just impart such wonderful information to us, and just good luck and Godspeed and God bless you in all that you do, and look forward to catching up with you at another time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Melina, for inviting me on Beauty Pop, and I wish your show continued success. And as you bring great talent, I've tuned in, and you always have people that are inspirational and informative, and we salute you. And the producers, we thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And you guys out there in listener land, thank you so much for tuning in today on Beauty Pop. And stay tuned for next week, and we will have the talented and amazing Ms. Marla Gibbs as our very special guest next week. In the meantime, you take care of yourself. And if you want more information on Sunrider, go to sunrider.com, and you can they say who referred you. You can say Melina referred you or Oba referred you. Just put that in there if you want to. In the meantime, take good care of yourself. Exercise, eat healthy, and remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. We are all beautiful from the inside out. Take care and see you next week on Beauty Pop.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.